K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, you're caller 20.
Yes.
So when they do the drawing on Monday morning to send somebody to New Zealand to see Deftones, your name will be in the drawing.
Okay, I'm excited.
Good luck. We got more chances coming up later on today on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon coming up on today's show. I did not know this, but last week when it was raining so hard in Santa Monica, they had manhole covers exploding into the sky. Those things are 300 pounds each. We have What's Up with Florida. We have a Sherman Oaks cinnamon roll store that names their cinnamon rolls after rappers, which I couldn't love more. We have the tickets to see the Kings and St. Louis Blues on April 1st, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And in the 4:20, we have the catch of the day, and we will continue to qualify you to see Deftones in New Zealand. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No!
I'm going to tell you the pitfall that I fell into again today that my wife set up for me. All of you will understand exactly what I'm talking about in a few minutes on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Coming up next, the trap girls set for guys all the time. Right after Hozier on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder with another chance for you to qualify for K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 7, Deftones in New Zealand, coming up at the top of the hour. So just before I came into work today, my wife was leaving and she said, make sure and eat something. And I said, is there something in the fridge that I could just throw in the microwave? And she said, yeah, there's breakfast sandwiches. So I should have known at that moment that that was a giant trick being played on me by my wife. But it didn't occur to me till later. So she leaves and I work for another 15, 20 minutes. And then I go to get the breakfast sandwiches out of the freezer. And there are no breakfast sandwiches in the freezer. But this, I recognize as a guy, is a trap. I start sweating because I've been in this situation 100 times. And my wife tells me, oh, there's something on your side of the bed. And I'll go up there and look and say, I can't find it. And she'll say, she'll just walk right to it and produce it out of thin air and say, it's right here. It was here the whole time. She lies. So I'm on the clock again for this crazy game of hers, and I need to find a breakfast sandwich in the fridge so that I can heat it up before I go. And I start really unpacking the freezer, pulling things out one by one to make sure there's not a breakfast sandwich in there. Because the second I tell my wife there's not a breakfast sandwich in there, she reaches down and through some kind of dark magic produces a breakfast sandwich and goes, it's right here. This happens to me every day. So today, couldn't find the sandwich, just made myself peanut butter and jelly, and no one tell her. She doesn't need to know.
God, you're dumb.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Got a chance for you to qualify to see Deftones in New Zealand. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Sheila.
Sheila, you're caller 20.
Oh, my God.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Deftones in New Zealand.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A pair of arrests have been made following an attempted robbery in Kleinburg.
So both guys were arrested. Okay.
We're called to a plaza near Islington Road and Highway 27 on Friday. One person reportedly saw a gray Honda CRV pull into the parking lot with two people wearing ski masks.
Okay. All right. So both guys have ski masks while they're in the car driving to where they're going to commit robbery. Somebody at the store sees two people in ski masks and calls the police. And the guys in the ski masks take off. They drive away.
Police say the car returned a short time later, but when officials confronted them...
All right, hold on. You're going way too fast through that. So those guys flee when the store employee saw them. So the police get called and they're at the store trying to figure out, like, if they have any leads on who these guys are. These guys turn around with the ski masks on and drive back to the store that they were originally going to rob with the police inside. They came back. All right, back to the story.
Police say the car returned a short time later, but when officials confronted them, two occupants fled on foot, and you're seeing those images there where one suspect was quickly apprehended.
So the dudes are in the car with the ski masks, and the police walk up and say, hey, what's up? And they jump out and run.
Another had to be tracked by helicopter and canine units before being found hiding in a backyard shed. Police later determined that the SUV was stolen. Joshua Adams and Anthony Mitchell now facing several charges.
Dumbass.
That is the song that is on repeat in my car, Zombie by Youngblood and Smashing Pumpkins. And this is Tame Impala on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with another chance for you to qualify to see Deftones in New Zealand, which is a pretty great grand prize. You're going to get another chance to qualify coming up on K-Rock. In the storms that happened last week, I missed an incredible part of the story. This news report is from a week ago, but the story of what happened in Santa Monica during the rain is unbelievable. Remember, it's a week old.
Storm drains, down trees. And we heard reports of manhole covers literally getting blown off in Santa Monica.
Wait, I never heard this. There were manhole covers that were shooting up into the air in Santa Monica during the rain?
That's where Fox 11's Matthew Seedorf is live with that part of the storm story. Matthew.
Well, Phil, those manhole covers can weigh up to 300 pounds. Elliot will show you the one that was bouncing up and down in this intersection here.
Those manhole covers weigh over 300 pounds, and they were popping them up like they were breath mints.
Another round of wet weather taking aim at Southern California.
We get it too quickly in one spot rather than it being spaced out.
Yeah, the rain should be spaced out.
The first round Monday flooded LA streets and dumped more than a foot of snow in nearby mountains, causing some drivers to slide off the road.
It was honestly a crazy day.
Officials in Santa Monica overwhelmed Monday by manhole covers, which can weigh up to 300 pounds blowing into the air.
Oh my God, 300-pound manhole covers blowing up into the air.
Our fire department was out responding to manholes blowing off from the pressure of the water.
Fox 11 exclusively obtaining this video from Hill and Lincoln, showing one heavy cover bouncing up into the intersection. Then this SUV strikes it, launching the cover more than 10 feet away as other drivers just barely dodge the deep hole.
Can you imagine driving down a street in Santa Monica and have to avoid a full manhole cover that's rolling toward you?
There's probably back pressure from all the that's clogging, like Adrian said, clogging the drains. So that back pressure is probably what's lifting the manhole cover.
Super frightening. I guess if you were in a car and that happened, I mean, that's not good news.
She speaks truth. That would not be good news. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Another chance for you to qualify for that trip to New Zealand coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. You're on the standby boarding list for a trip for two to New Zealand.
Woo!
Woo! And also, you get to see Deftones.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Most important part.
So that drawing is Monday morning, and you will be in that drawing.
Yay!
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. You will not hear them between 2 and 6 until Easter. That is my pledge to you. Let's play Oasis instead, shall we?
I like it. Yeah. They got inducted, or they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
Yeah. I can't imagine they won't make it first try.
Yeah,
it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Just before Oasis, we had a false start of Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I've given them up for Lent.
That's right.
So
you're doing good.
Until Easter, between 2 and 6, you will not hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's what Jesus would want.
Oh, is it? Is it?
420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number 1. Adult content creator Bonnie Blue has been at the center of one of the wildest internet stories this year, claiming she's pregnant after an organized breeding mission, she says, involved unprotected sex with about 400 men in a single day.
What?
This happened on February 7th. You haven't heard about that? You didn't hear about this?
I heard about it, but unprotected?
Well, it probably wasn't unprotected, but, you know, they swim through. They get in there. So this was a controversial event that she turned into content after lining participants up for hours, calling it a record-setting challenge on OnlyFans. And according to her viral video diary, she began feeling unwell on a subsequent trip and then took a positive pregnancy test before sharing ultrasound footage, kicking off debate over whether the pregnancy is actually real or if this is just another stunt. The story has gone so far off the rails that people kept tagging Maury Povich
I love it.
For a paternity test, and he kept tweeting and saying, stop tagging me in this. How long would it take? I feel like it would take too long to do episodes to find out who the father is. They'd just be better off waiting
till
the baby is born. But breeding mission complete, I guess.
Wow.
Congratulations. Number two. A DoorDash request has gone viral for the most hilarious reason. So, you know, the section where you can leave, you know, specific delivery instructions for the person.
Right.
So this one says, when you get to my stoop, please press 5B on the buzzer. And then they wrote in all caps, wait for me to come down. If there's a big dude sitting on the steps claiming the food is his, do not believe him. That's Larry. Please look him dead in the eye and say, F you, Larry. He has successfully hijacked my dinner on two separate occasions, and I refuse to let him feast on my dime a third time. Protect the bag at all costs. I'll tip extra.
That is hilarious.
I swear. You can never underestimate someone named Larry. That's true. I have learned in my years. And number three, the Metallica Life Burns Faster Las Vegas Sphere residency has officially been announced. This will be an 8-show residency running throughout October. Each weekend's pair of shows will follow Metallica's signature no-repeat weekend format, meaning that the band will play entirely different sets on each night, so fans attending both shows don't hear any repeated songs.
Where are they? At the Sphere?
The Sphere.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. The residency marks the first time that a major metal band will headline a Sphere run. Tickets include single night and two night packages, which were announced for sale. That is going to start on March 6th, and you can buy those on Metallica's website. I'm Megan Holiday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We talked to Mike Ness at Acoustic Christmas from Social D about a new album that he has coming out. It's called Born to Kill. It's out May 8th. It's the first single from the first new studio album in 15 years for Social D. It's described as 11 songs of rock and roll fury, joy, and catharsis, written while Ness recovered from cancer and reflected on feeling suppressed and fighting back. The band has already started announcing Born to Kill world tour dates with shows booked in the late summer. So this is the 420 catch of the day. It is Born to Kill, and it's Social D on K-Rock. Love that new Social Distortion called Born to Kill from their new album May 8th. That will come. They are going to be touring later this year. They are going to be touring with Descendants, and they're going to play the Palladium October 1st and 2nd. So get those tickets for that show. I love that band. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
All right, so we've got the 5 o'clock phone topic coming up, and we like to give you, you know, some kind of dumb thing to call in on. And all this week, it is about your tickets.
Oh, yeah, tickets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were asking me to say the topic. No, it's tickets to see the Kings and the St. Louis Blues on April 1st.
You know I like to keep you on your toes, Kevin Ryder.
Yes, you do. So that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. We have your chance to qualify for the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 7.
Sending you to see Deftones in New Zealand. Your next shot to get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
Finally, after the Olympic break, NHL is back.
Woo!
Going to the LA Kings game tonight because they got their new player, Panarin, who's supposed to start for the first time.
Okay,
they got him
exciting.
On the last day of the draft, of the trading deadline.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
So I'm going tonight, and we have tickets for you to see the Kings when they play the St. Louis Blues on April 1st. And what is our topic today?
Okay, so you know when you get DoorDash or whatever, Uber delivered. Well, this request went viral. It's the specific instructions you can leave for the delivery person. It said, when you get to my stoop, please press 5B on the buzzer and wait for me to come down. If there's a big dude sitting on the steps claiming the food is his, do not believe him. That's Larry. Please look him dead in the eye and say, F you, Larry. He has successfully hijacked hijacked my dinner on two separate occasions, and I refused to let him feast on my dime a third time.
How does Larry know he ordered food?
I think Larry probably sits out on those steps all damn day
long. Waiting for anyone.
He's probably, yeah, anybody's delivery.
He eats three, four times a night.
Oh, you know he does. Yeah. You know he does.
Larry.
So I just got such a big kick out of that.
So we thought weird food deliveries are actually weird deliveries of any kind gone wrong. They're gone weird. So that's what we're going to take phone calls on at 800-520-1067. Whether you were the delivery person and you encountered something weird, or you were getting something delivered and encountered something weird. I have a quick story that's not great, but we ordered a table and it came broken.
Yes. Yeah. That's happened to me before.
Uh-huh. Got it again. Broken. Sent it back. Got it again. Broken.
Oh, my God.
We were like, what is... Let's just order a different table.
Oh, yeah. You just got to give up at one point. I had food delivered one time, and I was in a condo, and instead of them bringing it up to my door, they just left it down, like, by the elevators, like, just down in the foyer, you know?
Yeah.
And they just left it there. I'm like, okay.
That's super
thank
weird.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So delivery's gone weird. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or your texts. And if you are the most entertaining one, you'll get tickets to see the LA Kings. Hey, Rock, we're taking calls on weird deliveries.
I received a pair of little toddler pants. I don't have a toddler. Amazon said, we do not know who sent them to you, and we can see you didn't pay for them either. And they were just like, I donated them. It was the weirdest thing.
How can they not track who sent it?
I know. They had no idea.
Are you sure you weren't drunk ordering one night?
Yeah, maybe one day these pants will fit me.
Right.
I know.
Through your tears. Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is George.
George, you're caller 20. You qualify.
Woo! Get out of here.
You are on the standby boarding list for a drawing that's going to happen on Monday to send somebody to see Deftones in New Zealand. Woo! We are taking your phone calls on weird deliveries. Either you were the delivery person or the person who was getting delivered to. And for the best call,
we've got your tickets to see the Kings take on the Blues on April 1st.
All right. K-Rock, you had a weird delivery?
Yeah, I had a delivery experience.
Let's hear it.
I used to be a Domino's pizza guy in my younger years, and delivering pizza in Canoga Park in that area, kind of where the porn industry was.
Right.
I got invited. Oh, yeah. I got invited in to be part of the pornography, but I was too shy at the time.
Wait, because you were going to be the delivery guy bringing pizza to the sex party?
Well, no. I was delivering pizza, and then they saw me. I'm a decent-looking guy. They wanted me to go ahead, and they wanted me to join in on the scene.
Oh, my. Make a little bit of extra cash.
With the pepperoni.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I couldn't
deliver
do that.
The sausage, am I right?
Yeah, deliver the sausage. You got that one.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
It's going well. We're talking about weird deliveries.
I've been doing Uber for about 3 years, off and on. I do it on the weekends just to make extra money.
Right.
So for a while there, they were doing it where somebody could request for you to pick up a package and drop it out somewhere else.
Right.
So I picked up the package. First of all, it was in a trailer park. So that didn't give me good vibes.
Okay.
Somewhere in Cerritos, a little sketchy. The box was a plain brown bag, not too heavy, but I could kind of smell something. It was a female that dropped it. I said, oh, I'm giving this to a friend of mine for a birthday present. So, not to go too long, but I think they transported drugs that day.
Oh, you think it was drugs?
I'm sure it was.
She smelled like she was on cloud nine, so yeah.
That's really crazy that they used to allow you guys to do those kinds of...
Just pick it up wherever.
Yeah, like you were the mule.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it didn't help that, you know, I had smoked a couple hours before, so...
Of course.
So, I was a little panicky, yeah.
You were absolutely the drug mule. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, my wife and I ordered a dining room set. And when the delivery showed up, all we got was a table. And I asked them where the chairs are, and they said, oh, it's on back order. Well, how about every 4 days another chair showed up?
One at a time?
One at a time. It was a five-piece dining room set.
Five-piece.
So five deliveries.
That is so bizarre.
The staggered delivery system.
You'll take one chair and you'll like it.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Snap.
Nope. Not doing Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've given them up for Lent.
I think there's 39 days left, my friend. So we got a minute.
All right.
Yep.
How about some Strokes instead?
Yeah. I'm into that.
We are talking about weird deliveries.
Okay, 562 said, I ordered a fridge online from Walmart, found out I had a warranty on the fridge that went out, so I canceled the online order. It showed up. I refused it, so they took it back. A week later, I came home, and it was on my doorstep. But I got a refund. They never contacted me, so I got a free fridge.
Wow, that's awesome.
Woo!
That is great news.
So call us, 800-520-1067.
Weird delivery stories. We have a chance for you to see the Deftones in New Zealand, and Megan Holliday is willing to be your plus one.
I 1,000% am, and you can get on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.
Nope.
Oh, God.
Nope. Yeah. Can't do Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm giving them up for Lent.
Yeah. Well, and you want to know what? Someone called in the last time that you did this, which wasn't that long ago. And they said that, you know, Kevin's given up Chili Peppers for Lent, but we haven't. And she was really mad.
Oh,
so she wanted me to let you know that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I can take it. We are taking phone calls about weird deliveries.
Hey, Kevin, I got a weird delivery story for you guys.
Let's hear it.
All right. So back in 2023, I was doing DoorDash over in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Someone ordered a pretty small order. It was like just a quick order from CVS, and it was a Plan B pill and some alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I go to pick it up. I get to this person's place. And they actually call me just like a minute before I get there. And they said, hey, just wait in your car and I'll come pick it up from you. It was a 15, 16 year old kid who came up to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, dude, I can't give you the beer. And he was like, all right, that's fine. But I need that pill. And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? So I had to take the beer actually back to the store. I gave him the Plan B pill. And he said, here, this is for you. Gave me $200 cash tip.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That 16-year-old was rolling in it.
No, seriously.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, well, you know what? Hey, I got nothing to say. He's going to do what he's going to do. I'm gonna keep this money and keep my mouth shut.
100, except till now.
No,
statute of limitations.
You keep your mouth shut till you drink the beer.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm not even worried about it anymore. He's all the way out there. I'm all the way over here.
There you go.
Excellent.
There you go.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi there. Weird deliveries.
Okay. Well, I was the delivery driver. I used to do Uber Eats.
Yep.
So I got my delivery. I had to go to an apartment building, go through the front gate, go up an elevator. I had a bag in one hand, a soda in the other hand, pushed the elevator button with my elbow.
Right.
Was trying to be in a hurry. Got in the elevator. Boom. Slipped on a pile of vomit.
Oh,
no.
Went down hard. And did not spill the drink, did not spill the food. Got up, went to the floor, delivered my food and my drink, and went back to my car and then, cried.
You're a miracle.
Oh, my God. You're a delivery hero.
You are the goat.
Oh, my God. How did you not drop the soda?
The Uber Eats goat.
I really wanted to make that money. I didn't want to drop anything.
Oh my God.
And then I was going to get the heck out of there. Needless to say, I'm retired from that. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I hope. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. So, weird delivery story.
Yes. What do you got?
So, my very first DoorDash where I used the red card and had to go in and shop for the person.
Right.
I had to go into Target to pick up a rabbit vibrator.
Oh, snap!
And it was leaving at my door. So I have no idea who I was dropping it off for.
I love that someone put in an order for this.
They knew someone had to go pick up a vibrator for them.
Which, I mean, I've worked in a sex shop. I don't care. But why Target of all places?
Yeah, really.
That is odd. I hear Target has the best vibrators.
Oh, yeah. You know what I think?
That's
I think I heard that too. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Vomit?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not drop the food and drink?
I know. She is really is a hero.
She went down hard.
And she followed through. And her name is Brenda.
Brenda. Congratulations.
Brenda.
Oh, my God. Yes. My son loves Andre Kopitar. He wears number 11.
Fantastic. Oh, this being his last season, I'm so happy you get to see him on April 1st.
To a game.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to win tickets for you, bud.
Oh, yes, you
gosh.
Did.
This is so perfect.
You won those tickets. Congratulations.
106.7 K-Rock, it is Karo Q and your next chance to get on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand is coming up at 6 as we jump into Collective Soul on K-Rock.